This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, if you haven't already found out. Before we get going, I want to announce, and I've got this from George Plazik. He's a reporter for the new online newspaper, the Metro East Meteor. And you can go to metroeastmeteor.com to get any additional information, I believe. But Giassi Campbell, that nigger that was involved with this little white boy, Kane Wiley Freeze, whose head was beat in, was convicted this morning. The judge convicted him of voluntary manslaughter. Not murder, but voluntary manslaughter. And the sentence for voluntary manslaughter is 2 to 5 years. And in the state of Illinois, I believe you get day for day. So if he gets the maximum 5 years, it'll only be 2.5, and I know he spent some time in jail, so this no-count, greasy nigger bastard will get out of jail probably in no time. And there's a little 2-year-old angel that is dead at the hands, I believe, of this no-good son of a bitch. But the judge didn't convict him of murder, didn't convict him of second-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, 2 to 5 years, so I know the defense had one hell of a good attorney in Justin Keene, but I also heard that the state's attorneys weren't up for the game, and I wasn't there, so I don't know. I'm just getting reports from people at the courthouse. But Giassi Campbell found guilty of voluntary manslaughter. And again, it's 2 to 5 years. Hopefully Judge Dennis Doyle will give him the 5 years. If he gives him 2 years, he may not spend a day in jail. I think he could also, on voluntary manslaughter, get probation. But I don't think Judge Doyle will do that. But again, it's hard to tell. But you get it first here. Voluntary manslaughter, Giassi Campbell. And he'll be sentenced to 2 to 5 years. That's the, again, that's the statutory time limits, 2 to 5 years. And again, in the state of Illinois, because this was a state case, I believe it's a day for a day. So if he got the maximum, again, of 5 years, he'd only do 2.5. And with some of the time served, even with maximum sentence of 5 years, I don't see this asswipe, no count, good for nothing, rotten bastard doing much time at all. But that's, you know, that's our system. And it's not the best system in the world, but it's the only system we have. And I hope his wife, girlfriend, Kane's mother, they tell me she's back with him, defending him, and I don't know if that's true, but if it is, then she's an asswipe piece of crap, too. Again, I don't know if it is, but if she's back defending him, back living with him, after everything that's been done, I don't have anything good to say about her either. Before we get going, I see in the paper, now, they're talking about a clemency for Blagojevich, the ex-disgraced Democratic governor for this once great state of Illinois. And I see he's jogging. front page, bottom fold in the Belleville News Slimer Craft. Now, that's what I would know about Blagojevich jogging. He jogged 20 laps Saturday. Now, I don't give a damn if he jogged 20,000 laps Saturday. They have a great big, apparently they have nothing to fill this piece of crap newspaper. Do you know, on the weekend, a gentleman told me there was about 14 pages, no ads, and it was $4. For you people to buy the News Democrat, I think you're crazy. But anyway, getting back to Blagojevich, everybody's pissed now, even the Republicans, because Trump's thinking about giving him a pardon. But I think Trump's got so much heat, he's already backed down. But here's what really struck me. Jesse Jackson, along with Patty Blagojevich, ex-Governor Blagojevich's wife, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, co-signed a letter to the president trying to get Blagojevich out of jail. And it was signed by Jesse Jackson and his son, Jesse Jackson Jr. Now, Jesse Jackson Jr., as we all know, is a former Democratic congressman from Chicago. He was convicted of federal corruption charges and actively sought the Obama Senate seat that Blagojevich was convicted in part of trying to sell. So I ask myself, why the hell would Jesse Jackson Jr. send a letter of recommendation off to anybody? He's a convicted felon. He's a corrupt politician. But see, that's the way these politicians play the game. They kiss each other's ass, both Democrats and Republicans. And at the end of the day, they're like some lawyers, and not that it's good or bad, but they'll fight, cuss each other out. And at 5 o'clock, what do? They're at the nightclubs, the taverns, the restaurants, drinking together. It's all a game. In the same way, when you go down the aisle of any state political crap, you've got the Democrats and the Republicans fighting, but at the end of the day, they're going to take care of each other. That's why they don't like Trump. Trump wasn't a politician. Trump was never a politician. And when he said drain the swamp, he didn't say drain the swamp of the Democrats. No, he said drain the swamp. And that means Democrats and Republicans. And it just amazes me how it happens. But anyway, I just thought, want to know why we have to hear a page and a half in the newspaper about Blagojevich. Now, he was also wearing black New Balance sneakers and rocking his now silver mane, bounced down the steps and boomeranged out into the jogging track. Now, that's what I really, really wanted to know. Now, that made my day to know, and that's what Blagojevich did. Okay, I see. If any of you people listen to CNN News, which you probably don't, you have to go to foxnews.com and get this. Chris Cuomo, he's related to the governor of New York, and he's a piece of crap, very, very biased liberal reporter on CNN News, had a confrontation in a market area, and they've got it on video that the man called him Fredo, said, "Hey, Fredo, how you doing?" I guess that's Fredo from The Godfather, you know, the weak brother from The Godfather. And you can see it's about a 2 or 3 minute tape. Cuomo went crazy. Cuomo went crazy on this man. And he's a CNN reporter. He calls this man MF, MF, MF. He uses MF in the F word about 50 times. But you know what CNN says? They're standing behind him, because he's got every right to protect himself. Now, do you people see how there's double standards? If it had been Trump saying one thing, it had been all over. But this ass white bastard from CNN News calling this man an MF, I'm an anchor for CNN News. Hell, I could be an anchor for CNN News, because I'm just as bad as this Chris Cuomo, calling him an MF many, many times, but CNN sticking behind him. Oh, he shouldn't have been called Fredo. Well, I don't think being called Fredo's enough to beat the hell out of somebody. And he's a big weightlifter. He thinks he's, and maybe he is a badass. But you know what I say about badasses? Anymore in this world, a badass can't take a 45 bullet in his head. And that's what happens in this country. You get all these badasses now. They're not so badasses anymore. You can spend 50 weeks at the gym. You can pump up all those steroids. You can do anything you want. And you can go out in the street and be a bully. And there can be a 130-pound man that goes into the gun store, legitimately, of course, and has a gun for self-protection, and some bully comes after him, and the man shoots the bully in the head, all that training means nothing. But this Chris Cuomo, you got to go to CNN, you got to go to FoxNews.com to see this CNN reporter. And they said he's on a week's vacation, but they support him. He's coming back. You know, we're proud of him. Not proud of Trump when Trump says, go back to your own country. Go back to where you came from. Man, you would think there's going to be Third World War. They put all that crap in the newspaper. They put it on every TV station. But it's amazing. It's amazing how that happens. Nobody protects Trump. These liberals, they're just out there fighting, and the conservatives sit back. For what reason? It's like the whites sitting back with the niggers. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better until we make it better. Now, St. Louis, they were given $400,000 as preacher in North St. Louis to help stomp out the crime. That was a few weeks ago. They talk about, we got to do something, we got to do something. And as the chief of police was walking out of a meeting talking about how safe we have to make everybody and how safe it needs to be, there was a little boy shot and killed. As he's walking out of a meeting, that's Chief John Hayden. And Hayden says it's all about drugs. Drugs are the biggest factor in these homicides. But he just come from a meeting. He says, just minutes after discussing drug-related homicides with reporters at the police headquarters, Hayden responded to the scene of the fatal shooting of a child in the 3500 block of North 11th Street. Just as he was getting out of a meeting, that's how bad it's gotten in St. Louis. There were four people shot last night. This little boy, 8-year-old boy was shot, a 19-year-old man was shot, two others were shot, all in North St. Louis. And they talk day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that we're going to take it, something's got to be done. But see, they've come to the point, I don't know if they can blame, they're going to try to blame the white man. For some reason, it's going to be the white guy's fault. You know that. I mean, it's always that way. But this situation, this kid was killed in the 3500 block called Hyde Park area in North St. Louis. They don't have a suspect in the shooting. See, that's another bad thing. The blacks, they're not going to rat anybody out. Well, if you don't rat the bastard out, he may be killing your family or killing you next. But that's just inbred in the black community. I think it's wrong, and I don't think it's a racial thing. It's just inbred in the black community. When I worked as a homicide detective in East St. Louis, it was like pulling teeth. You couldn't get any information. I didn't see nothing. Nobody ever sees anything, and that's why the killings just keep on going and going and going, and nobody does or says anything about it. But four killings again last night, and the blacks sit back and they say, we got to do something about it. Well, I would say you got to do something about it. Quit talking and start doing. They always want to blame for some reason, and I'm going to get to the Ferguson effect in the St. Louis American nigger newspaper in the North Side or another nigger newspaper. They talk about it's the white person's fault. They need reparations. We've given them bastards reparations, not the proud blacks. Always keep them out of the equation. We've given reparations to these niggers for year after year after year. This kid, this 11-year-old kid, or I'm sorry, 8-year-old kid, makes it the 11th area child killed in the shooting, in shooting since June. The 11th child since June, that's June, July, going into August, 2+ months. And there's been 11 children killed in North St. Louis. Now, let a white guy, Bob Romanek, say nigger on the air and you'll get 15,000 complaints to the FCC. You know, that's nasty, that's wrong, that's dangerous. But while they're criticizing me for telling the truth, for exercising my First Amendment rights, there's kids dying in North St. Louis. Do you think they care? No, because it's black on black crime. Don't let a white guy hit a black guy. It'll be front page top four because the guy's a racist. But black on, we need to come up with a word for black on black crime. We need to call him something. You know, if you're white and you hurt a black man, you're a white supremacist, you're a racist. We need to come up with something because there's a lot more black on black killings. Let's give that. Let's come up and give that a bad name. I want to give black on black killings a bad name. Nobody seems to give a damn, people. And I'm glad I don't live in North St. Louis, and the people who live in North St. Louis, the decent people that can get out, are going to get out. But you notice how they always want to, let's do this, we're going to have to do this. What the hell's going on? They got Ferguson, finding peace and purpose 5 years later. Now they're going to have a statue. They're going to have an actual statue of Michael Brown, and they're having the father sit there, and he's the one's going to be the model for the statue. But this Michael Brown, why do they worry so much? Why do they have these peace marches for Michael Brown whenever black kids, innocent black children, are getting killed in the streets in North St. Louis and all throughout St. Louis? There's an art exhibit, you guys may want to see that, on August the 8th it started, As I See You, a tribute to Michael Brown Jr. Art exhibit created to honor, remember, and humanize Michael Brown Jr. Now, they're spending money on that. They're spending so much time, and it's amazing. It's amazing how people just let this crap go. They don't say anything. I'm probably the only son of a bitch that ever calls everybody out on this. It says Michael Brown Sr. posed for the first layer of the replica, acting as a model for his son's sculpture. Son's going to have a sculpture. Guy tried to kill a police officer, whether it was black or white. And they're honoring him? That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the blacks in North St. Louis. That's what's wrong with some of the blacks all over. They need to hit the point. And the point is, Michael Brown was a bum, but they're going to make him a hero. And I guarantee you, now all the kids in that area, they're going to live up to Michael Brown. They want to be just like Michael Brown. That's what's wrong, people. The blacks will not take credit for what they've done. The blacks will sit back, not the blacks, I'm sorry, the niggers will sit back and say it's the white boy's fault. Here's a St. Louis American, it's a nigger propaganda newspaper. Ferguson 5 years later and reparations. This Christine Hendricks, she's a reporter, they're convening the black-led grassroots organizations come together in solidarity with the families of those impacted by police violence, to examine reparation through the lens of police brutality. Now it's no longer slavery. Now it's no longer slavery. It's police brutality. That's why, you know, got enough money for slavery, reparations for slavery, millions and billions of dollars given to the black community who's done nothing with it. But now they need reparations through the lens of police brutality. Now it's because of all the police brutality that blacks need reparations. We are joining alongside the many other groups clamoring for reparation justice at a time when the issue of gathering the acceptance in the wider community and public discourse. Polls show that almost one, and I don't believe this by any means, polls show that one-third of Americans support some form of reparations 400 years since the first enslaved Africans were brought here. That's all they're worried about are reparations. They're not worried about getting the killers off the street. And they say, we see reparations as a key component of any process of healing and reconciliation. What the hell are they talking about? Now they want reparations for police brutality. Reparations is a spiritual journey and peace treaty for the healing black Americans are owed and this nation deserves, the black community deserves. Those who yearn for freedom cannot rest until there's reparations. Black communities are owed reparations. Can you understand what's going on, people? And if you can't, you're crazy. I've been around blacks all my life, and the proud blacks I totally respect. But this vicious cycle of give me, give me, give me, is never going to help the black community. I think this Ferguson crap put the black community back 15, 20 years. I think everything was going pretty good. It's not a perfect system. There's still some discrimination. There's still some white people who don't like blacks for whatever reason. But I have to say to that, there's still a lot of black people that dislike white people for what reason, I don't know. I guess because they're white. I've seen young white kids walk up to black kids and black kids pissed as hell. I don't know if it's because they're not white or their parents and grandparents feed that hatred. You don't have anything because of the whites. They take so much time to chastise the white community, to blame the white community, why don't they take more time to help their community? Why don't they take more time to do something for their community? No, they don't want to do that. They want to always blame the white community. And here's this Charles Jaco, this ass white bastard, white stupid cracker hunky son of a bitch. White backlash over Ferguson helped put Trump in office. It's always white backlash, white supremacy, white this, white that. If they want to say something and they don't know what to say, they always say white supremacy. You ever notice it's always something to do with the whites? And see, you people won't hear this. That's why the niggers hate me. You won't hear this on KMOX. They won't talk about this because it's not politically correct. They won't talk about this because they don't want to make everybody mad. They don't want to lose sponsorships. They don't want to have somebody talk bad about them. But in this asswipe Narsider paper by this no good nigger Antonio French, they've interviewed these black people. Do you think St. Louis has moved past the Ferguson protest? No, a woman, black gal, no. And it's a definite, confident no. We need more. Young black boys and black women are being killed, blah, blah, blah. But now they're lucky, she says, to have a state's attorney who's doing a fabulous job, a black, a nigger. So the other gentleman, no, we haven't. And we're not going to move past the protest until the training in the police department has changed. Now, all the protests, all the killings are somehow on the police officers. And then this one nigger bastard, we keep talking little bits and little bits because our real problem has always been about the police. Now, these are blacks in North St. Louis talking about the police. It's the police fault. It's the police mentality. It's the police doing this. It's the police doing that. They never want to talk about the niggers killing the niggers. They never want to talk about lack of education. They never want to talk about no family structure. They never want to talk about any of that crap. They just keep it going and going and going. Let's go ahead with Joe before break. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, about power. Yeah, man. They might ground stuff, man. They just keeping the niggas riled up. And then niggas ain't hitting nowhere. I think this is my personal opinion. Niggas are becoming a permanent underclass.
Well, Joe, they're becoming a permanent underclass because they don't want to elevate themselves up to be first-class citizens. Do you agree? They're waiting for the reparations. They're waiting for the A-check. They're waiting for the A-check every month. No, I don't have to go out and get a job if I'm a woman. Just go out and pop me a couple babies, and I get more money. They're not going to elevate themselves, Joe. We've given them the opportunity, but they're not taking the opportunity.
Well, the white man society really don't have no more use for, like, old white people, old, young men. It doesn't have, it's becoming, what you call that? A Maltesian society. If you ain't part of the elite class, like artificial intelligence, if you can't add something to the society, it doesn't have any use for you.
Well, you know what, though, Joe? I half-ass believe that. I think everybody should do something positive for society. If you're going to lay back and take the money, and you're going to, wait a minute, and you're going to kill people, you're going to lay back and kill people, and going to rob people, and going to tear everything down. I think if you're a detriment to our community, I don't think you should actually be in our community. Why would we keep funding these bastards, both black and white, that are killers, rapists, robbers, dope pushers? Why would we want to keep on funding them in our community? I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, because this is just a safety net that's keeping them held up. That's all. It's a society safety net.
Well, you know, Joe, I know you're...
Do you know how many black people, my black relatives, have been killed at the other hands of other niggas?
I'll tell you what, I'll bet you... There have been more black relatives killed by blacks than by white people. I'll bet you on that.
There's been more black people than what?
I bet you that your relatives, if they've been killed, they've been killed by other blacks more so than white people.
Oh, yeah. More black people, like I told you yesterday, more black people have killed one another since, what, 1968, since that Martin Luther King did the public accommodation act, the integration act.
Yeah, here, Joe, here's what I'd ask you, and I don't want to stir up the white community, but if those niggers, not the proud blacks, he always keep the proud blacks out of the equation, but if the niggers hate whites so much, why are they killing each other in North St. Louis? Why aren't they coming to Clayton and Ladue and Chesterfield in the primarily white areas? Why aren't they going to do that? Why do they continue? Why do they continue to kill each other, and they hate the white people, but they're killing each other? Why is that?
You were a professor, right?
Yes.
You remember Pavlov's dog,
yes.
Right, so, and when he rang the bell, the dog was conditioned to respond to the bell because it was feeding time.
Right.
Niggas are conditioned like that dog that Mavlo was using. They conditioned to act on certain stimuli.
Yeah, but
why don't they take their rides out there when they was in Ferguson? Why ain't they going to white community like Clayton and Ladue?
I said that, but who conditions those blacks to be violent, non-workers, to be non-productive citizens?
Conditioned from baby.
That's right. And then when they're conditioned from the blacks or the whites?
That condition probably been the white people problem from the 60s.
No. You say the white people conditions the blacks to do what they do?
The white people condition old black niggas. Old niggas probably about 80 and 90 years old. The prepared young ones to do what they do.
You know what, Joe? I believe most of what you said up until then, but now, see, the blackness is starting to come out.
You don't think white people had a problem with connected with the niggas the way they act?
Yeah, I do, Joe, but I'll tell you, I've talked to 80, 85-year-old blacks when I was a homicide detective in East St. Louis.
They've let it all go. And most of them love Jesus Christ.
They let it all go because they know it happened. We all know it was wrong. They're not the ones telling these young kids, hey, get out there and be violent. It's their parents and grandparents. It's their parents who have come up in this society. But I'll say to you, Joe, before we go to break.
It's the culture disconnect.
Yeah, you're right.
The old niggas don't want to have anything to do with the young niggas.
And you know what?
That's the only phenomenon that happens in black culture.
Well, okay. Well, Joe, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call. But I agree with you on that, Joe. But to say that the whites push the old blacks to teach the young blacks what's going on, no. See, that's another. It's always the white guy's fault. See, I'm tired of that, and I think the proud whites and proud blacks are tired of it, and I don't think we're going to take much more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
Choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life.
Yes, we're not going to take it anymore. I love, that's one of my favorite songs, because I'm not going to take it anymore. I may lose at the end, but I guarantee you, I'll go down fighting. I'm not going to let any bastard insult, embarrass me, and I hope you proud white and proud black people do the same. You can't always win. The Cardinals don't always win. A football team doesn't always win. You don't have to win every game to prove a point. You don't have to win every game to stand tall as a proud white person or a proud black person. And I'm telling you people that. People are afraid, Matt might lose. I've lost many fights. I've lost political fights, but you know them bastards spent over $1 million on me when I ran for state rep. These son of a bitches know they were in a fight. So I was the winner. I stood tall. And you good people can stand tall too. Don't take crap. Don't be afraid. Don't let them intimidate you. Hey, and I want to stand corrected. It was a misprint on our news feed. It was involuntary manslaughter, not voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. Some ignorant bastard, we had corrected this, I was going to give it to you, but some ignorant bastard called on the radio station yelling and screaming involuntary manslaughter. What a bunch of idiots we have out there. You know, but it's really irrelevant. It's really irrelevant. This no-count, greasy, sleazy, nigger thug, he's only going to do minimal time. That's what's important. Doesn't make any difference, voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. 2 to 5 years. I just hope the judge gives him all five so he has to spend a little more time in jail. But again, it's unbelievable. Our judicial system, sometime it works for us, sometime it works against us. But at the end of the day, it works, and that's the best thing we have going. I was told and got some information on our news feed in Modesto, California. The city council, and the guy that spoke was a gay male city council member from Modesto, California. They denied an application for a straight pride rally. Do you understand me? To unify the straight community, they were denied that, and one of the participants said it was a violation of their freedom of speech, their First Amendment rights. And this ass white bastard, gay son of a bitch, a city council member on the Modesto, California City Board, said, no, it's not about First Amendment at all. It's about safety and security. They want everybody to be safe. They don't worry about it when the gays, if the gays would have wanted a gay pride march, they would have given them an application in a minute. They wouldn't have took the heat because the gays would have come out there and smashed them with their umbrellas and whatever else they use. Their dildos, I guess. I don't know. But in Modesto, California, that just shows you how these liberals are trying to take over this country, trying to take over not only our country, trying to take over our rights. But they did not give did not approve a parade application for the straight pride rally, straight pride march. And you know what they said also? This gay bastard, this faggot, ignorant son of a bitch said, well, there could be problems, and we don't want to have any problems, and we want to keep our community safe and secure. Well, they never said that with all the gay pride marches all throughout this country. And I'm not against the gays. Let them do whatever the hell they want. Just keep it in the confines of their bedroom. But no, they want to bring it out to the public. And then when you criticize them for bringing it out in the public, you're the bad guy. No, do whatever you want to do. If you do it in the privacy of your home, nobody's going to know what the hell you're doing. But no, they want to swish and swash around. They want to have parades with men in high heels and makeup. And they don't think they're going to be made fun of. That's not the norm in this great United States. If they want to do that stuff at their nightclubs, they want to do that stuff in parties, they can do whatever. But no, they want to bring it out in the street. Now, they had a nude bicycle run, which was for the gays, in South St. Louis, in the Tire Grove area. You remember that a few weeks back? And they had to tell the parents, hey, we're going to have a naked bike run. And so keep your kids away. Keep your kids inside. Keep them away from the window. But have a naked bicycle run, a nude bicycle run by the gay community in the Tire Grove area. And that's okay. But let the white people want to have a straight pride rally. And they make so much to do. And this went nationwide. Everybody's talking about it. They're not letting the straights have a rally, but they're going to let every gay bastard in the world have one. I don't understand. I do understand, because what's happening is we're letting the liberals push us, and instead of saying, hey, enough's enough, we're letting it go. And by letting it go, we know there's going to be problems. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I remember when I was working downtown a few years back, I seen a policeman.
Apparently, we lost the call. Jimmy, call back if you want. Apparently, we lost that call. Let me tell you, good people, I'm going to give you a little lesson if you haven't learned it by now. We're going to sit back as white people, and again, keep the proud blacks out of this. We're going to sit back as white people, and we're going to let them take everything from us. You know, the niggers, they rape, rob, steal, sell dope, kill, carjack, do whatever the hell they want to do. And then it's because of the police. It's because of whiting. It's because of white supremacy. When are we going to hold the niggers responsible for their actions? When are you proud black people going to hold the niggers responsible for their action? You go to North St. Louis, you read all these nigger propaganda newspapers. Everything's, it's either the whites' fault or the police fault, or a combination of both. It's all about white supremacy. Now that's the new go-to word. Racism is out the door. Everybody's become numb to that word racism. So now it's white supremacy. Now Trump's a white supremacist. I guess that's gonna hold on till election time. But it's amazing. We see it going, the proud blacks, the proud whites, and we're doing nothing about it. You see what's going on in North St. Louis, Lida Cruson. Where the hell are you at? Where are you and all the politicians? All this crime, the chief is in a meeting talking about crime, stopping crime, and he walks out the door and he gets a call that he has to go to a shooting of an innocent 8-year-old boy. Now, what the hell is wrong with that? Everything's wrong with it, but nobody wants to address it. It wants to, well, we need reparations because of the police, and if we get reparations because of the police and some reparations because of slavery, you know, our community will be okay. No, you won't be okay. The blacks, not just in the St. Louis region, I'm sorry, the niggers, not the blacks, in the St. Louis region and all over the country, been given millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, free education, free phones, free housing. I understand that. I understand we're not going to let any American starve. But I'll be damned, after we've done that, you're going to blame us for everything else? I don't understand. I don't understand how you good people can take this, both black and white. We're going to sit back. We're going to sit back 10 years from now and going to have the same problem. If we don't rectify this problem, if we don't nip it in the bud, and I don't mean by violence, I mean by being steadfast and saying enough's enough. You're going to get your children an education. They're in turn going to get their children an education. There's going to be jobs for them. There's jobs all over. They're looking for transit drivers. They can't get enough transit drivers in this area. You niggers, there's jobs, $15, $18 an hour, I guess. That's not enough. Hell, you can go out and sell dope in the evening and make $500 or $600. Why do you want to work for $15, $18 an hour? And that's their mentality. They want to go out and rape and rob. And the biggest part is why they're no count asswipes. They do it in their community. They don't give a damn. And what do the black people that are victims say? Well, it's because of the police. We need more police. We need reparations. These policemen are wrong. They're all racist. But when the gunfire starts, everybody's running against the gunfire. The police officers run towards the gunfire. When that happens, nobody calls a policeman an ass white bastard because they need the police. But it's amazing how in North St. Louis, how Lida Cruson, how all the aldermen in North St. Louis sit back. This crap goes on and on. There's more killings now than there was this time last year. They talk about getting this. We're going to have this march. We're going to have that march. They can have marches all day long. That doesn't stop the killing. I think it's inbred, not in the proud blacks, but in the niggers, just to be violent. I don't know if their mamas beat the hell out of them. I'd say their daddies beat the hell out of them, but their daddies or sperm donors were never around. So I don't know how it became that the niggers, and again, never want to put the proud blacks in the equation. I don't understand how the niggers ever got to the point they're at. They keep multiplying, and You don't need a good education. Go out and play basketball. You don't need a job. You don't need to do homework. Go out and play basketball so you can be a superstar and make millions of dollars. That's one out of what? 8,000, 10,000, 20,000? One out of however many thousands that make it to pro ball. But it's always about athletics. It's always about athletics in some of these, I'd say black school districts, but they're not. They're nigger school districts. Never about scholastics. Never hear of somebody in the black community, in the bad black areas, getting an award for scholastic achievement. No, but he's going to Notre Dame on a basketball scholarship, or he's going to University of Illinois on a football scholarship. Everybody in the nigger community, not the proud black, because the proud black community, they were too busy getting an education and getting good jobs and becoming a productive member of our country. So they knew nothing about this crap. But it's like it's a hidden agenda to keep the blacks down, but the hidden agenda to keep the blacks down is the blacks keeping the blacks down, the black politicians keeping the blacks down. But you guys will say, hey, it's a white boy, it's a white supremacy. That's what the black politicians say to you blacks out there. That's not true. They want to keep you down because if they keep you down, they get to go further up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, as always, about out of time. Hey, I want to say I'm sorry to our callers. A lot of times we have a string of callers, and I'll always accept calls when I'm done speaking, which sometimes I need more than an hour, so don't think we're ducking you. We just don't have time on this hour show, but appreciate you holding by. Before we go, I read in the paper also, as Ferguson's anniversary nears, some rebuilding efforts await funding. It's the Urban League hopes to develop a commercial building on West Florissant Avenue on two vacant lots. That's fine. On two vacant lots, the Urban League, that's for the blacks, where businesses were burnt down during the civil unrest 5 years ago. Why were those? Did the police hate you niggers out there in Ferguson 5 years ago? Did the white supremacist, racist white police officers, did they burn down those businesses? Did they destroy most of the town of Ferguson? Did they make Ferguson look so bad on national television? I want to ask, was that the white police officers, those white supremacist police officers? Hell no. And it wasn't the proud blacks. They were out of it was the niggers. It was the niggers that came in and thought that was the thing to do. Now, with a mentality like that, you know you got problems. You know there's major problems, and they need to be fixed. But the problems need to be fixed. We don't need to keep throwing money for buildings so they can burn other buildings down when they get mad. I still, for the life of me, and I'm not a psychologist by any means, somebody explain why those niggers thought they had to tear down buildings that were in their community, tear down buildings for businesses that they came to, that they used, had nothing to do with the white police officers, had nothing to do with Whitey. but they're going to burn down those buildings. That just shows you what animals these son of a bitches are. Apparently, we're not dealing with people. We're dealing with animals. And there was some white hunky crackers in there, but it was primarily black. Even the white cracker hunkies were afraid to go to that area during the Ferguson situation. But they want to build a new building on two vacant lots where their businesses were burned down during the civil unrest that happened 5 years ago. Now that's what I want. Let's put another government money. They're looking, when they say awaiting funding, they're awaiting funding from the government. And the government is who? The government is me and you and everybody else. There's nothing spent in this country that doesn't come from us, the hardworking taxpayers, both black and white. So when they say grant this, grant that, my ass, waiting for federal money, waiting for state money to rebuild. No, they're waiting for our money. They're waiting for our money to rebuild crap that they burnt down intentionally. I hope you people understand. Now, you know, I get tired. One of these days, I'm going to just say, screw it. I'm getting tired of talking because I don't know if it's doing any good. And if it's not doing any good, I don't want to waste an hour of my time. But in the meantime, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitic, perverted punks that we call politicians. And not only the politicians, but these destroyers of our country, the destroyers of our country, both black and white. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. Let's keep an eye on these bastards, because if we don't stop them also, they'll destroy our great country. So let's continue to unite to expose all, I say, all these ass white bastards. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to expose them, then we have to destroy them. No violence. When I say destroy, I mean destroy politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQ.